Hello, Saints. So today I have a topic to bring to you. Today, saw a sign for an insurance company at a grocery store I parked at earlier today. It was titled Fear Now Insurance Incorporated. I thought that was kind of interesting. Got me thinking about the two different kinds of fears in the world today, and I kind of want to talk about that a little bit in this study. So I'll start in Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So those two types of fears out there, the first being the carnal fear of losing one's life and possessions, and the eternal fear of losing one's soul. Most people worry about losing the temporary, the corruptible, the things that please the flesh. But we know as children of the light, 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Dead people love decaying things. And we see wisdom make her plea to the dead in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 8:36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Yet the world loves to hold on to those vain pleasures with a proverbial death grip, as they sink with the Titanic of Satan's culture into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, 14 to 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The only insurance we could ever have, and why true born-again saints have a peace that the world doesn't understand, is due to the fact we're in the ark and vine of the Lord Jesus, following after him, shedding our sin, fearing God, and holding on to that blessed hope of eternal life that the Lord promises to all those that obey him. Hebrews 5, 8-10. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God, and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We all have no insurance of the next day, the next hour, the next minute, because everything is given and taken by God. James 4:15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And Job 1:20-22. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. But we can be assured of this one thing. It will be well with those who fear God. Not the loss of those things you'll lose anyway. Ecclesiastes 8:12-13. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked. Neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. So that was my study that was prompted by that insurance sign, Fear Now Insurance. It's important we fear God now to have the insurance of eternal life, the assurance of that blessed hope. Because if you're not fearing God now, neighbor, if you're more worried about losing your temporary things, your corruptible things, the things which God can give and take away at a moment's notice, every day is different. It's a snare for your soul. Riches are actually a snare, it says in the scriptures. So I hope you really ponder this. It's important to fear God now and have that insurance of eternal salvation, eternal hope, eternal peace. That's the real peace you'll have. Not with the temporary, not with the corruptible, which the world loves to hold on to, but with those eternal things. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night. Wherever you are, I'm in a beautiful park in this city. Beautiful creation the Lord has made. And God be praised.